How it feels to be unvalidated me. I am perfect. That is how it seems to some, at least. But I do not feel like my accomplishments are impressive. A 5.0 GPA lies. It's just a number on a scale. No matter how high it might be, in my eyes, it's not good enough. I can remember some of the first times I thought about how my actions will affect my life forever. It amazed me, but also became almost an obsession for me to become the best person that I could be. It was the time after elementary school where I learned that grades from that point on mattered for high school, and then mattered for college, and then mattered for life. After this, I could not fathom the idea of lack of effort. I worked hard at school, and without second thought, when I finished my time test, I flipped over the paper as loud as possible, then skipped home to tell my parents, as if knowing what 6 times 4 was would make them love me more. All I craved was their love and validation. The teachers I had rarely had bad things to say about me. They would praise me for my actions, the way I treat others, and the way I held myself. My parents often had the same reactions. They seemed proud of me. Though the power of emotion and words can make all the difference. Words said directly to me could be few and far between. There was constantly a game of telephone going on. There was a middleman that separated my parents' feelings from me. They would say good things about my achievements to their friends and other members of my family, yet a conversation between my mother and my grandmother on the phone would not be the same as my mother directly telling me, "That's amazing. I love you so much." I was constantly waiting at the opposite end of the line, patiently trying to decipher the validation I longed for. But I heard nothing but fuzz. I thought, the line is breaking up. I'm losing you. Oh well, I might as well hang up. I was losing hope that I would ever hear the validation I wanted. I was being crushed by this, and I began to give in. I let this weight push me down, lower and lower. I was now completely deaf from any form of validation that was sent my way. The idea of love wasn't clear to me. I was staring into a window that was covered in a sheet of ice, where love, warm embraces, validation, and proudness were on one side, out of my vision and out of my reach. If I scored well on a test but missed one question, that was what I focused on. 1 point wrong means a missed opportunity for, "I'm proud of you." My idea of love became the icy sheet blocking my view. It was that love is achievements. For if you want someone to care about you, successfulness is the only way to receive it. As this idea became locked in my head, my goal was to make the people around me proud. Getting good grades was not good enough, because there was always someone who was not only getting good grades, but also playing sports and playing instruments. I assumed that everyone around those people must be proud and tell them how amazing they were all the time. My activities became all-consuming. I managed to get straight A's, play 2 sports, be in orchestra, and be active in Girl Scouts. It was a hectic time in my life. I could often be found eating, changing, and doing homework in the car, all in the attempt to do as much as possible with my life. I was doing so much. But the girl that I had become was not someone I was proud of. And if I was not proud of her, there was no way that anyone else would. Therefore, I did not feel my idea of love and validation. As much as I was involved, to me, it did not matter. If I was not excelling at everything, the girl I had become was afraid to fail. This style of life and mindset was what I carried into high school. And this is where things become competitive. I was treading in dangerous water now. It was getting deeper, because the chances for failure were higher. One slip, and I would fall under. I was no longer seen as above people. I felt average, and I was afraid because if I cannot be in the highest orchestra, if I do not make a varsity sport, if I cannot finish my gold award project, I have failed. There was no way to be validated, and I would not be loved. I was therefore stuck on the problems on my time test, and time was running out. There will be no flipping over in celebratory manner. Not this time, at least. This lifestyle was not one I wanted to live. I no longer wanted to feel crushed by the weight of the pressure I put on myself. I wanted to be capable of anything and thrive under that pressure. I had to look to myself for encouragement and validation. I would be excited when I scored a point in volleyball. I would celebrate my success, no matter how small, and see myself in a good light. If a test was not perfect, I would focus on the right and not the wrong. In Girl Scouts, I would strive to help others no matter what. An award would no longer be the focus. The things I did would make the corners of my mouth turn up and make my cheeks hurt from pure bliss. It was time for a change. When I was able to come to terms with that and cry about it perhaps a few more times than I would like to admit, things started to shape up, because failure, while it once meant for me that I was a disappointment, I now see it as an opportunity to do better. Instead of living my life crazily, the girl that I have become wants to live life in the ways of the cheesy inspirational quotes in English classrooms. I learned to be resilient, work hard, and most importantly, to make myself proud. I should be the most important person to myself, and therefore, I will be proud of that girl. I will live my perfect life as someone who knows what she is worth and finds validation within herself. Because although validation from others had made me feel good, the most fulfilling moments come from validation within.